heavy, but he was not far from the village. The antlers made for good handholds, and the carcass slipped easily enough over the wet grass. His only concern would be the wolves or even the wildcats now. It was not unknown for them to steal a hunter's meal, if not his life, as he brought his prize back home. He was hunting on the ridge of the Beartooth Mountains, so called for their distinctive twin peaks that looked like two canines. The village lay on the jagged ridge between them, the only path up to it on a steep and rocky trail in clear view from the gates. A thick wooden palisade surrounded the village, with small watchtowers at intervals along the top. The village had not been attacked for a long time, only once in Fletcher's 15 years, in fact. Even then it had been a small band of thieves rather than an orc raid, unlikely as that was this far north of the jungles. Despite this, the village council took security very seriously, and getting in after the ninth bell was always a nightmare for latecomers. Fletcher manoeuvred the animal's carcass onto the thick grass that grew beside the rocky path. He didn't want to damage the coat. It was the most valuable part of the elk. Furs were one of the few resources the village had to trade, earning it its name, pelt. It was heavy going, and the path was treacherous underfoot, even more so in the dark. The sun had already disappeared behind the ridge, and Fletcher knew the bell would be sounding any minute. He gritted his teeth and hurried, stumbling and cursing as he grazed his knees on the gravel. His heart sank when he reached the front gates. They were closed, the lanterns above lit for their night-long vigil. The lazy guards had closed up early, eager for a drink in the village tavern. "You lazy sods! The ninth bell hasn't even rung yet!" Fletcher cursed and let the elk's antlers fall to the ground. "Let me in! I'm not sleeping out here just because you can't wait to drink yourself stupid!" He slammed his boot into the door.
Now, Fletcher, keep it down. There's good people sleeping in here," came a voice from above. It was Didrik.
He leaned out over the parapet above Fletcher, his large, moonish face grinning nastily. Fletcher grimaced. Of all the guards who could have been on duty tonight, it had to be Didrik Cavill, the worst of the bunch. He was 15, the same age as Fletcher, but he fancied himself a full-grown man. Fletcher did not like Didrik. The guardsman was a bully, always looking for an excuse to exercise his authority.
"I sent the day watch off early tonight. You see, I take my duties very seriously. Can't be too careful with the traders arriving tomorrow. You never know what kind of riffraff will be sneaking about outside." He chuckled at his jibe.
"Let me in, Didrik. You and I both know that the gates should be open until the ninth bell," said Fletcher.
Even as he spoke, he heard the bell begin its sonorous knell, echoing dully in the valleys below.
"What was that? I can't hear you,"
yelled Didrik, holding a hand up to his ear theatrically.
"I said, let me in, you dolt. This is illegal. I'll have to report you if you don't open the gates this minute,"
he shouted, flaring up at the pale face above the palisade.
"Well, you could do that, and I certainly wouldn't begrudge you your right to. In all likelihood, we would both be punished, and that wouldn't do anyone any good. So why don't we cut a deal here? You leave me that elk, and I save you the trouble of sleeping in the forest tonight."
"Shove it up your ass," Fletcher spat in disbelief. This was blatant blackmail.
"Come now, Fletcher, be reasonable. The wolves and the wildcats will come prowling, and even a bright campfire won't keep them away in the winter. You can either leg it when they arrive, or stay and be an appetizer. Either way, even if you do last until the morning, you'll be walking through these gates empty-handed. Let me help you out." Didrik's voice was almost friendly, as if he was doing Fletcher a favor. Fletcher's face burned red. This was beyond anything he had experienced before. Unfairness was common in Pelt, and Fletcher had long ago accepted that in a world of haves and have-nots, he was definitely the latter. But now, this spoiled brat, a son to one of the richest men in the village, no less, was stealing from him.
"Is that it, then?" Fletcher asked, his voice low and angry. "You think you're very clever, don't you?"
"Well, it's just the logical conclusion to a situation in which I happen to be the beneficiary," Didrik said, flicking his blonde fringe from his eyes. It was well known that Didrik was privately tutored, flaunting his education with flowery speech. It was his father's hope that he would one day be a judge, eventually going to a law house in one of the larger cities in Hominum.
"You forgot one thing," Fletcher growled. "I would much rather sleep out in the woods